This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
One of my favorite fish at the Tennessee Aquarium is the sturgeon. This stately fish slowly wanders through the water as if it knows something we do not. The lake sturgeon is also very nearly extinct. My guest today, Anna George, is the director of the Tennessee Aquarium Conservation Institute and has been helping restore the sturgeon to rivers in Tennessee for 10 years.
The Tennessee Aquarium Conservation Institute is the nonprofit research and conservation arm of the Tennessee Aquarium. Our sole purpose is to research environmental issues that relate to southeastern aquatic life. We do a lot of different work on fishes in the southeast primarily. We do various things where we look at the health of different fishes in different rivers. We do this using genetic methods as well as looking at the whole bodies of the fish and seeing if they have any disease symptoms or any signs of problems in the water. We do a lot of conservation programs where we're out doing habitat restoration or restoration of endangered species like the lake sturgeon.
The Institute has been working with several agencies to help reintroduce this endangered species through the program Saving the Sturgeon.
Partnering is vital to conservation, so we always work with other organizations. We have a long list of partners that we work with. At the sturgeon release, you'll see the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency there, as well as World Wildlife Fund. Some of our other good, strong partners include the Conasauga River Alliance, the Georgia Department of Natural Resources, and of course the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and other government agencies like that.
The size and nature of this fish plays a large role in why it is vanishing from our rivers and lakes.
Lake sturgeon are a large fish. They get up to about 300 pounds, or at least they used to, and they're found throughout eastern North America, up into Canada, and then all the way south into Alabama historically. Unfortunately, sturgeon also became a very valuable fish because they produce caviar, which is the eggs of baby sturgeon. Because of the caviar fishery, they were fished to the point of extinction here in Tennessee and in Georgia and Alabama as well. In addition, there was a lot of habitat alteration throughout the 1930s through the 1960s with the widespread changes to our river, such as construction of dams or channelization of canals. All of that really combined to be a big problem for sturgeon. In particular, sturgeon are susceptible to these kinds of changes because they're very long-lived fish. They have a lifespan like that of a human. They can live up to 150 years even. And they don't reach sexual maturity until they're teenagers, again, just like a human. When you have something that has a very long, slow lifestyle like that, if you're fishing them very hard, it becomes very difficult for that species to recover and reproduce and make more baby sturgeon. So all of these effects combined, and sturgeon were effectively extinct from Tennessee by the 1960s. In the early 1990s, there were some changes to the operations at some of TVA's dams where they began oxygenating the water and instituting minimum flows of water year-round throughout these dams. And that really improved the habitat right below dams. In one site on the French Broad River, the number of fish species below the dam increased on its own from 5 species to 40 in just 5 years, thanks to those changes. At the same time, the Tennessee Aquarium became interested in a recovery program for lake sturgeon here in Tennessee, and it really seemed like the habitat was improving to the point where it could again support a lake sturgeon program. So in 2000, we began the first sturgeon releases up near Knoxville, and since then, we, along with our partners, the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, have raised and released over 90,000 lake sturgeon in the Upper Tennessee River. We're in our 10th year of the program now. We've expanded the program to the Cumberland River in Nashville. And we're going to expand the releases here in Chattanooga as well.
Saving the Sturgeon brings together agencies all across the United States working to repopulate this species in the wild.
Every year, the sturgeon spawn in Wisconsin, and they come from larger rivers into smaller rivers. They group together in these huge spawning aggregations of just males and females. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources goes out, and they collect some of these sturgeon and bring them in, and they do what's called stripping them of their eggs and milt, and those are mixed together in large vats with river water. A U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service hatchery in Georgia then hatches those eggs. They rear the eggs until they're about 45 days old, and at that point, they're distributed to us, along with 4 other U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service hatcheries. We all rear the eggs until they're about 6 months old. Most sturgeon are released at about 6 inches of size. The Tennessee Aquarium Conservation Institute is the only partner, though, that keeps on to a small number of our sturgeon for a longer period of time. So the fish that we'll be releasing on Thursday are actually ranging between 6 to 7 years old. We hold them for longer so that they grow bigger. These are going to be 2 to 3 foot long fish that you'll be seeing. They have a better chance of survival when they get put out into the wild at that size. We can also do more studies on them in terms of monitoring their movement and their health when they're a larger size.
In celebration of a decade of conservation and restoration efforts, there will be a special release of sturgeon to the Tennessee River right here in Chattanooga.
We'll be releasing the sturgeon this Thursday, starting at 11 a.m. at the kayak ramp at Coolidge Park, which is essentially right below Market Street Bridge. We will have students from Calvin Donaldson Elementary School there to help us. Our education department at the aquarium will be leading those students in a few educational games, and then we'll arrive with the fish, and they help us walk them down to the water and give them one last little pat goodbye.
If you can't make it down to Coolidge Park on Thursday, you can always see these magnificent fish at the Tennessee Aquarium.
Sturgeons are a really interesting group of fish. There's 25 species worldwide, and they're most closely related to paddlefish, which we also have here in the U.S. Unfortunately, because of the caviar industry, they are heavily endangered throughout their worldwide range. Caviar is just an extremely expensive fishery, and it's very hard to compete with those economic demands. A single beluga sturgeon can be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars just because of the eggs it contains. So because of this reason, and because of their long lifespan, where they don't reach sexual maturity until very late, they're an extremely endangered group of fish, and we enjoy highlighting them at the aquarium because they're also an extremely charismatic group of fish. They're very large. They have those bony scutes, which are plates along the sides of their bodies that gives them almost a dinosaur-like appearance. They also have barbels, which are their sensory whiskers that you would see underneath their nose, and a big protrusible mouth that they can extend out to capture food. We have several species on display at the aquarium. In addition to just seeing them at the aquarium, you can also touch them in our sturgeon touch tank, which is something that's led a few people to become involved in the sturgeon program. They're really neat fish, and I encourage everyone to come to the aquarium to see them or even visit us at the release on Thursday.
Join the Tennessee Aquarium Conservation Institute and the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency this Thursday, May 13th at 11 a.m. at the Coolidge Park Kayak Launch under the Market Street Bridge. There'll be a special release of sturgeon into the Tennessee River. You can find links to more information on our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC, with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.